The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says that the 26 psukim of Kilo Olam Chazdeh, which are in Halal HaGodol, that we say by the Seder, at the second part of the Halal, where we say the Kilo Olam Chazdeh, is 26 psukim, represent the 26 dairies, the Gemara says, where the Rebbeinu Shem was Zonu Mefarnes as Olam, Kilo Olam Chazdeh. The Rebbeinu Shem was Mefarnes each door. There was no reason why the world was worthy of existing without Torah, without the Am HaNivcha, without Klal Yisrael, without people that carry the message of the Rebbeinu Shem out into the Bria of the world. Taka has no Zchus Kiyum. There was no Torah in this world. And the Rebbeinu Shem kilu gave a freebie. The Rebbeinu Shem was mefanes the world mitoich a perception of chesed. The Rebbeinu Shem was mevatin. The Rebbeinu Shem gave chesed. There's 26 kilo of chazes. At that, when there's Torah, and the world has already a Zchus Kiyum, the world has a moral basis for existing. Sounds like what the Gemara is saying is, that's not Gibbayt on Chesed. The world does not. So does that mean that Torah is not a is not Torah's Chesed? Does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shem giving the Torah to the world, giving the world its Chuskiyum, is not a Chesed? It's Din. So Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach has a maimer quoted also in the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, where he says that there's two types of Chesed. There's an old expression: give a man a fish to eat, and you've saved his day. Teach a man to fish and you've saved his life, because he always has the ability to take care of himself. When the Rebbeinu Shalom was Zonim Mefarnes the world, when the world had no Zchuskim, before Torah was given on Har Sinai, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Zonim Mefarnes the world with a, the Huttner compares it to a gardener who's gardening a, there's a mediocre garden and then there's a garden which is well cared for and every shrub has its place. Every tree has its exact. The gardener walks over to the garden to the general public, the simple garden. He picks up a hose and he gives a spritz, and the water goes flying all around, and that's how he waters. Everything is done just with one big geese of water. The gardener does not pick up the hose and spritz it into the garden, which is well cared for. And over there he goes, and he opens up the water. Some places more, some places less. He puts the water in some places by the stems, by the roots, on the leaves, on the branches. Everything is cared for. In a world that does not have a connection to Torah, in a world where the physical reality of the world is in a state of disconnect from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mezonim of finding the world is a chesed of vitur, Rav Huttner says. It's a chesed of just picking up the hose and spritzing it. The world that has to exist, here's some water. But it's not a loving, individualized care, because the gardener is expecting tremendous output or tremendous quality from where he's pouring the water. Masha'en king, when the gardener goes, in a way the gardener is nicer, so to speak, to the big garden, because over there everything is dripping with water. There's more chesed. There's more water to go around. In the small garden, it gives only exactly what's necessary. Sometimes there's certain trees which are better today being out in the sun, which are not good being wet, so sometimes he doesn't give them. The Rebbeinu Shalom after Maimon HaSinai, it's not that the Kilo Olam Chazdoi goes away because Torah is the opposite of Chesed. We get only what we deserve. The truth is the opposite. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us the Torah. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us the ability to shine and to be worked on and to reach Shleimus by sometimes getting more, sometimes getting less. Sometimes we achieve what we'd like to. Sometimes we fall short. All that is to help us along our struggle and coming closer to Him. So the Rebbeinu Shem Kilo gives us, is Zonu Mefarnes us, the world, in our schools, in terms of growth. There's nothing fixed in terms of this is how much water the garden gets. But everything is measured, is Nindad, Kifi, what will bring those, that plant, that tree, that shrub, to a state of completion. The Rebbeinu Shem Zonu Mefarnes the world, that we live in our world, with a strict quota of Din and Rachman, all that, in order to facilitate our growth as Avdei Hashem. So it's not a lack of chesed, but it's a tremendous madrega of chesed in order to, ki'ilu, giving us The Rambam gives us the ability to control the world. Rambam Elazar explains that after Maimon HaSinai, the state, the rise and fall of the Bria, how much Shefa there is in the world, how much Toyer, how much Chesed as opposed to Din there is in the world, is totally in the Maisim of Klal Yisrael. Sounds like Din, sounds like a tremendous burden, a tremendous responsibility. No, the opposite is true. It's a tremendous Chesed. When the Rebbe gives us the ability, the privilege to support ourselves, when we're self-supporting, and we pull the strings, and the Chesed that comes out from Shemayim is an exact proportion to what's good for us based on how much we can handle, what we deserve, how much we've prepared ourselves for Ruchnius and Gashmius, Dika Shefa. That's how the Revenge of the Zonim will find us the world. There's interesting Maral in the Sefer Be'er Goylim, Be'er Dalid, explains the Gemara in our daf. The Gemara talks about the Revenge of being the Zonim will find us the world. In this context, the Gemara says that the Revenge of is Yoshev. Well, what's this lashon? The Benjamin is Yoshev. The Benjamin sits down on a couch and writes out checks to be mefarnes the world. Yoshev, the Maral says, in every place where it talks about kiviyochel, refers to a level of connection. Oymed refers to a person who's in a temporary state. He's moving along, just passing through. Yoshev is a try to person parked himself. Same way the Gemara says, Oz Yoshev Moshe, says, Nochen kisacho me'oz. From when Moshe Rabbeinu said Oz. From when the Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael sang Shira and recognized the totality of the Rebbein Shalom's rule, of the Rebbein Shalom's Hashgacha Pratis in the world, then the Rebbein Shalom was Nochoin Al Kisoi. When the Rebbein Shalom Kiviyachol sit down on his throne, when is the Rebbein Shalom Mechuber to the Olamis HaTachtonis? When is there a Taklis where we can see the Rebbein Shalom clearly in the doings of the world that we live in? When Klai Yisrael sang Shira, Klai Yisrael was Megala. The mitzvahs of seeing the Rebbein Shalom in totality, the Yad, the Etzvelikim, Shkocha Protus, Shkocha Chlal, so on and so forth. He says that this, that the Rebbein Shalom is Yoshev, Umefarnes, is Oilam, is the Pshat, the Rebbein Shalom treats us in a way where there's a meaningful, every struggle that we go through, be it Ruchnistic struggles, be it health struggles, financial struggles, the there's nothing more physical in a way than Parnasa, a person has to go to work every day, spend many hours of the day involved in physical activities. On the one hand, there's nothing more physical than that. But a person who's able to bring the Rebbein Shalom into his workplace, into his day, into his life, into his culture, into his thought process, what he's doing is he's living a world which goes beyond the physical struggles of today. He's living a world with a tachlis. Everything he does has a tafkid, has a tachlis, has a higher and ultimate purpose. He goes to work in order to bring up a family. He brings up a family in order to bring Kavod to the Rebbein Shalom, in order to bring Avdei Hashem to the world, so on and so forth. All that Meloicha La'aretz Kvoidoi, where the Rebbein Shalom is evident in every single thing in the world, not only the Ruchnistic things, but even the Gashmias, that's the true Meloicha La'aretz Kvoidoi, when we succeed in bringing the Rebbein Shalom into our physical world. That's when the Rebbein Shalom is Yoshev Umefarnes. He's Yoshev. He connects with us. He's connected with what's going on in the world because we make his presence evident by the fact that everything we do is dedicated to a purpose which will bring him into this world. So this is the gadlus of the Rebbein Shalom's Malchus coming into the world in the capital of Halal HaGadol. Why is it called Halal HaGadol? The Gemara says by us. And now it's called Halal HaGadol because Shef Shevlein Zoch Halonu and Noisen Lechem Lechol Bosa. Nope. That's all not Panos. Everybody has a job ultimately. Some people collect welfare checks. Some people become millionaires. Some people become multimillionaires. That's the Halal HaGadol. That's the ultimate. The ultimate is sitting and learning. It's true. The ultimate is sitting and learning. But the ultimate level of victory in the battle for bringing the Rebbein Shalom into the physical world that we live in is bringing the Rebbein Shalom into the world of Parnasa. Bringing the Rebbein Shalom into the world that we live in. The struggles of the marketplace that we live in. The struggles of putting bread on the table. The struggles of maintaining our existence as Tzel Me'alekim. As Am HaNivcher in a world gone mad around us. That's more of a victory for the Rebbein Shalom than could be than sitting and learning. The sitting and learning is the ultimate tachlis, but victory in battle, The battle is a battle between covering up the Ribbono Shel Olam, between being megal the Ribbono Shel Olam. Victory in battle could be in the word lechem, which is the ikar substance of a person's milashim mochama, because there's a battle. That battle for Panosim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam told on Marisha, v'zeis apecha pecha lechem milashim mochama, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, on Marisha, you're going to have to go out, and you're going to have to struggle now. On Marisha was kicked out of Gan Eden, because he went away from the reality, he went away from bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam's gilui into the world, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're going to have to go out into a hostile environment, you're going to have to bring me into a world where it's going to be a struggle. It's not going to be lechem, it's going to be mulchama. To succeed on those terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Zonu Mufan Sa'olam, for us to recognize that, for us to see it, for us to feel it, for us to experience that every day in the world of Naisan Lechem Lechol Baza, that's the ultimate Kila Olam Chasam. So on the one hand, the world had no kim. There's a chesed of vitu, a chesed where the Ribbono Shel Olam just took the hose and sprayed before Matan Torah. After that, there's a world where the Ribbono Shel Olam is moided, the Ribbono Shel Olam connects with the Bria because there's Torah. But what happens is that in a world where there's Torah, where there's Yerushimayim, where there's an ability for us to control our fate, depending on how much we bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into our world, that's the world where there's the greatest victory in the battle of Kila Olam Chazdi, to recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Taka the Zonim of Fanis, is Kala Olam Kula. Interesting, the Gemara Baya says, Godel Panosa Yoyser Min HaGaula. The Gula is the Gula, it's the ultimate. But in terms of victory in the battle of bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam, the word Olam is Miloshin Helam, Miloshin Kavra, bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into the world which is hidden by the forces of Teva, by the forces of Gashmias, the ultimate victory of that Kila Olam Chaz is the world of Naisim Lechem Lechol Basar. And that's the world that we sing Shira to, where after we finish already all the physical parts of the Seder, it's after Chatzos HaLaila, we've already eaten the matzah, we've already eaten the Korban Pesach, we've already been yoytze the mitzvah of Kosos. When we get to Hallel, what we're doing is we're connecting with the, that's the root, that's the neshama part of the Seder, from Chatzos HaLaila Ve'elach till Chatzos. They were in Mitzrayim and they were waiting for Makas B'chayris. After Chatzos, they were already free. They were already free from the Malach HaMavis. They were already free from Mitzrayim. Pari already said, I'm letting go of Klal Yisrael. At that point, we recognize that everything we do the whole year, all the struggles that we have the whole year, ultimately are just there in order for us to proclaim Kila Olam Chazay. The Ben Shalom should help us to see the Kila Olam Chazay in everything we do in life. Not only the Dvarim Ruchniyim, the Dvarim Gashmim, not only the parts that are easy, which are Midas HaChesed, but even the parts that are hard, the Nisyonis, the parts that are painful, which is the Midas HaDin, to remember that ultimately it's all Chasodim in order to bring us to a state of heightened awareness of His Chesed in our life.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.